The Ballard Locks is marking its 100th anniversary next week, and a new report says its age is showing. As KQEW's Angela Nee Nguyen reports, the repair bill could be costly.
The Ballard Locks got a present for its centennial celebration, a new study showing it needs around $30 to $60 million. That would be needed from the federal government so it can continue working properly. The facility is known for its viewing area of salmon that swim up and downstream into Puget Sound, and of course, the locks that link the sound with Lake Union and Lake Washington. According to the study, public safety and fish life are at risk without the federal money for repairs. Charlie Costanzo is with the American Waterways Operators, a group that advocates for sea freight transportation and aims to ensure its economic standing.
If this waterway is the home of the North Pacific fishing fleet, then the Ballard Locks are the garage door. Behind this garage door is $1.2 billion in gross business sales.
The study says the Ballard Locks are the busiest in the nation in overall vessel traffic. Much of that traffic is connected to the fishing industry. Chris Woodley is the executive director of the Ground Fish Forum. They're a trade association that represents some fishing companies.
The Ballard Locks are truly the backbone of the fishing industry. I like Charlie's analogy of the garage door. I'd also call it the starting line and the finishing line.
Washington's two senators say they'll push for more federal funding for the repair work. In Ballard, I'm Angela Nee Nguyen, KUOW News.
The idea for the locks was first proposed in 1854 by Thomas Mercer, one of the region's first settlers. He wanted to connect the area's freshwater lakes to the saltwater of Puget Sound. In 1911, work on the locks finally began, and it opened for business on Independence Day, July 4th, 1917.